When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Monday, August 19th. Your Jaguars took down the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Jacksonville, Everbank Stadium, Saturday night at 7:30. 20-7 was the final score. We did our game recap. Now we're going to be looking at offensive standouts here today. I'm excited to get into it. I thought a lot of players played very well. We will have a couple notes on some things I'd like to see improve. But overall, very, very solid performance, balanced attack on offense from the Jaguars. The defense handled their business for the most part as well. So we'll get into all that here today. Again, the Jaguars, they're now 2-0 in the preseason. Looking at preseason wins as a metric is not necessarily going to get you anywhere, right? Like, I think the worst team in NFL history went undefeated in the preseason. The Patriots, who went undefeated and, you know, almost capped off the perfect season, I think they were winless in the preseason. So, like, preseason wins and losses are not necessarily an indicator of anything to come, but the Jaguars want to win these games. They want to execute. Obviously, not game planning heavily, not scheming heavily, but going out there and getting the job done when that is your goal, clearly stated by the team, you'd rather win than lose. I mean, bottom line, you would. So, good stuff. We're going to get into the offensive standouts here today. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear like the hat I am wearing right now. And if you want to support the channel further, you can become a channel member here on YouTube, get access to some perks. Really help support us. Thank y'all to all the channel members out there, everybody who tunes in. Y'all mean the world to me. So getting into these offensive standouts and quick note on this week, Jaguars will be taking on the Falcons later this week, Friday night. There's going to be some training camp practices the next 3 days that we will attend, and we'll be able to report from those as well. We'll get some, you know, maybe injury updates, different things of that nature. But yeah, so we will be out there Monday through Wednesday this week, this afternoon, during the afternoon time. They've kind of moved back these training camp practices for this week. But that's just a little note. So getting into these offensive standouts. Tank Bigsby. This guy has had a fantastic training camp, fantastic preseason, in my opinion. Has he been perfect? No. Like, you've seen a couple drops, but no drops in this football game, and mostly very clean hands. I think the one drop he did have, where it ended up being an interception earlier in camp, it was one of those plays where Trevor Lawrence really put it on him, and he probably could have taken a little bit off of that throw. Overall, though, again, getting back to this game, Tank Bigsby, 37 rushing yards, 37 yards after contact. He was making people miss. He was showing his power, his explosiveness, also his lateral agility. So I thought he had his full, you know, skill set on display, and also had the multiple catches in this game, two catches in a row, a screen pass, and then a pass out of the backfield. So I thought that Tank played just really good football, and he's showing why the Jaguars valued him in the third round, why I thought he should have been a day two pick as well in 2023. And there were just some fluky situations last year that really hindered him. I think that if the Jaguars stick with it with Tank Bigsby here in 2024 as the change of pace back behind Travis Etienne, who's your clear number one guy, You're gonna see it pay off down the stretch. I really believe in Tank Bigsby. I know a lot of folks don't want to hear that. I know a lot of folks are a little bit scared off because of what happened last year. I've been watching this guy for years. He is a damn good football player, and nothing that I've seen in the NFL changes my opinion on that. I think there was some fluky mistakes last year as a rookie. That happens to some of the best guys we've ever seen, right? And I'm not saying Tank is one of the best running backs ever, but I do think he can be a really good change of pace for the Jaguars in 2024. Now, Anton Harrison, he was not out there for a long time, but he did start at right tackle. I think they're trying to continue to get him reps because obviously, hasn't had his full amount of reps during this training camp and preseason because of being in concussion protocol. So I think they just wanted to get him out there a little bit, playing some right tackle for them. And I just loved seeing what he was doing in the run game. He was able to knock out multiple defensive backs on one play, getting out in space. And then you saw him working down the left side as well and sealing off a run, sealing off the backside of a run. So I thought Anson Harrison was playing really well. I love to see him, you know, potentially improving as a run blocker. He was really good, really impressive as a pass protector during his rookie year. And you're seeing, you know, food take ton cooking out there a little bit. So I love to see that. And this is a guy that I was just so fired up about the Jaguars landing in 2023. I'm a huge fan of what he did at Oklahoma. The length, athleticism, the overall talent, and the nastiness that he does bring to the field. He will take your ass out if you're not ready. And he did that a couple times against the Buccaneers. So that was great. You also did see Ezra Cleveland and Walker Little in the game. Walker Little had a clean sheet. I thought he played really well at left tackle. Ezra Cleveland, when he was out there, which was only one drive, I believe, the Jaguars offense looked like it was doing a good job. And then as soon as he left the game, Tyler Shatley came in, and you immediately saw Shatley get beat. And we're going to talk about the interior of the offensive line, the backups here a little bit at the end of the show. We're talking about offensive standouts in a good way, but I do want to provide a little note on what's going on with the backups on the interior offensive line, because it was not pretty in my opinion. But I thought Ezra Cleveland did a good job. Quarterback, it was all about Mac Jones in this one, right? Absolutely diming on a lot of big third down throws. Looking confident in the pocket for the most part. He did have that one play where he kind of left the pocket a little quickly and ended up tripping. But overall, I thought, again, on third down, he was making some big-time throws. He had two touchdown passes. Both of them were down the field. Were they tight window necessarily? No. Parker Washington wide open. Brevin Easton wide open. But he was excellent overall. Not perfect, but really good showing for him. Adjusted completion percentage of 90%. Awesome stuff. I think this is the type of performance Mac Jones wants to have to show, A, that I am your top backup quarterback, and B, which I think that's already established, B, maybe a team should give me a shot down the stretch, you know, in 2025, whenever it may be. Is Mac Jones better than either of the Raiders quarterbacks right now?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hard for me to say no. Hard for me to say no. So I think Mac Jones did great for himself. Parker Washington did as well. He had the first catch of the game. The Jaguars, I think, just wanted to get the ball out of Mac Jones' hands quickly on that one, get the offense moving a little bit. So that was nice to see. And then he also picked up another big first down on third down on the first drive. And, of course, had that score down the seam. Was not a super difficult play, but a play you need to make, and he was able to do that. So Parker Washington continues to have a strong camp and preseason. Brian Thomas Jr., only one catch, but he played well. You loved the catch he did make on the sideline there, going down and getting it for a big first down. So you're just liking what you're seeing from Brian Thomas Jr. over the last several weeks. It's been steady improvement and a guy that's looking more and more confident by the day. So that's great. Austin Trammell, he had several big catches in this football game. And this is a guy that has some experience with the Rams. He's shown out during training camp and the preseason for the Jaguars. Is he fighting to make a roster spot? I'm not sure. You know, it'll be really fascinating to see how the Jaguars want that back end of the wide receiver room to look. And I'm not sure what they're going to be looking for. Is it going to be, well, Tim Jones gives us the best special teams ability. We love the upside of a Joshua Cephas. We love Elijah Cooks. He has upside and also obviously brings a big size factor to the field. We're going to go with Austin Trammell, who's just a guy that knows how to get open consistently, good receiver. It'll be fascinating. It will be. And I think looking at these running backs as well, what are they going to do there? I think it seemed like they probably had their four locked in when they drafted Keelan Robinson, but he hasn't been able to go all that much. And then you've seen Gary Brightwell and Jalen Jackson both play well. I don't know what's going to happen to the back end of the running back room, but Gary Brightwell, I think, averaged almost 5 yards per carry in this one, made some guys miss. And Jalen Jackson, he's been so impressive to me all camp. He didn't have the best yards per carry on this one, but I think that when you look at his carries, there wasn't a lot of room to work with, generally speaking. And he did his best to run hard. He also, I thought, did a pretty damn good job in pass protection. His effort in pass pro has been fantastic. And that is one area that Tank Bigsby needed to improve on his performance. I thought that that first pressure where Mac Jones had to kind of evade the pocket, that was on Tank missing a pass pro rep. But that's all right. D'Ernest Johnson played well as well, but he didn't play a whole lot. He had three carries. He also had a catch. I thought he looked really good. So the Jaguars definitely have three running backs locked in with Tank, obviously Travis at number one, and D'Ernest Johnson. But what's going to happen after that, I really don't know. And then you've also got somebody, Brevin Easton, at wide receiver. Another wild card, another potential factor in this decision at the back end of the wide receiver room. How is it going to play out? Brevin Easton is a guy who has the quickness, explosiveness, athleticism to really threaten defenses. And you saw him, you know, win on the slot fade, which is one of the Jaguars' bread and butter routes in this offense. I don't know what they're going to do here. So I think it's going to be fascinating to see how the Jaguars' coaching staff really kind of makes these decisions. And there's going to be some tough decisions because there's players playing well at some key positions on both sides of the ball that you have some depth. So that's a good problem to have. One problem that is not good to have, in my opinion, I think the interior of the offensive line behind the starters right now is not performing well. And I'm not trying to just call these guys out because I don't like them. I actually do like them all. You know, Cooper Hodges is a young player from Baker County who I think could have a bright future in the league. But right now, coming off that knee, and, you know, he didn't get any experience last year, so it's a tough situation to be in. But right now, he's struggling. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, their defensive line gave him a ton of problems. It really did. And then you also talk about Tyler Shatley. He was struggling out there. And he told Hacker he's going to retire after this year. I don't know what's going to happen with Tyler Shatley. He's not playing very well. And I don't think Blake Hance is either. I'm obviously been clear about my feelings about where Luke Fortner is at in his career. So I have questions. Like, if somebody goes down, what are you going to do? I think right now your best bet is Walker Little, but you really want him available in case one of your tackles goes down, right? So I don't think that the Jaguars are in good shape on the interior of the offensive line. I do like the starters. I think that their starting lineup is going to be above average, well above average in pass protection. I think they're going to be average to below average in the running game. They're going to have to establish some more cohesion and chemistry than we've seen in the running game, but I think they'll get the job done protecting Trevor Lawrence a lot more often than not. But if anybody goes down on that interior, we'll see. We will see. That's all I can really say. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. Again, practice later this afternoon. We will report back from that this evening. Got practice today, tomorrow, and Wednesday before the Jaguars get ready to take on the Falcons in the preseason finale. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, become a channel member here on YouTube. Y'all have a good one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.